Peace and love. AncestralActivation.com presents the Pa Rudy Podcast with your host, Ali Z. Green. Sponsored by Nuntai Ray Tech. Follow us at NuntaReTech. That's Nuntai Ray Tech. On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Peruse our page. Look at the photo albums. And check out our Organite device. They're very powerful. Guaranteed to shift your consciousness. Align you with the synchronicities within this reality. And also grounding and diminishing elf waves and toxic negative ether called radiation. Straight to the ground so it could be absorbed and transmutated for something better. And on this episode of Pa Rudy Podcast, we'll begin talking about signs of Netaru. Today we'll deal with the 11th Netaru, who is known as Shu. We'll convene shortly. Thank you. Peace and love. This is Ali Z. Green for the Pa Rudy Podcast. Signs of the Netaru. Here at the Pa Rudy Podcast, by way of Nuntai Ray Tech, and out of the degree, School of Raynology, the universe communicates through numbers and vibration. So we'll do the same. And what we do is we take the numbers and we align the numbers with the chemical elements and the Neteru within the pantheon of the Chemedian lineage or the Chemedian background. And within Kemet or Egypt, land of the black, Kush, Tamaray, what happens is they assigned 99 Neteru or deities to each one of the elements. And each one of these elements are inside of you. They make up the apparatus of your physical body. Every component, every cell, every neutron, electron, and proton is accounted for. And there is a certain force that lords over every meticulous particle on this vessel that you have incarnated into. And today we'll deal with the 11th. Neteru. Who is called Shu. And his attribute is O-Breath. And O-Breath is dealing with the spirit. And you may have heard me give little signs or innuendos about the breath when we were talking about the spirit. Check out the archive, Spirit, Spiritual, and Spirituality. And many others. But every time I see the number 11, I equate that to Shu. Shu is the breath, as it tells you in Genesis. I blew in the man the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And when man became a living soul, or a living son, which has to equate itself in some form or another to power, or dealing with fire. And phonetically, you can look at the word power and you can see the word pyro. Power and pyro have a subtle phonetic relation. And in Genesis 2:7, and we're not going into a religious connotation here. I'm just using it as a reference point. Because this is what you may be able to identify with most readily and easily. And most people here in the Western world, you grew up in the Bible. And I always say before you leave a religion, you need to cover it, cover every corner of it, so you will know exactly what's going on within that particular school of thought or religion. So you will know the similarities when you walk along your spiritual journey, which your spiritual journey is actually internally, but all of these external things that we have been given and that have been hardwired to how the neural pathways in your brain are going to grow. You know, you've been programmed to accept certain things, you know, genetically. You know, that's what happens. Just like you hold the cell phone now. And I remember when the cell phone first came out, I'm old enough to say that. And I remember when everyone was able to have access to a cell phone, like it was nothing. And I remember the first generation of children maybe being 1 or 2 or 3 years old at the time, the children per se, they just look at the phone and slobber all over the phone. They didn't look at it as a toy. I remember a few times my daughter slobbering all over my phone, and you know, I had to, you know, blow it out with a blow dryer. And you know, at those times, people used to get their phone wet all type of ways. And you know, I remember, if you're old enough, you remember this, and it's weird me saying that, but you had to place your phone in the rice. You put the phone in the rice to absorb all of the moisture up out of the phone. Yeah. But look at the children today. You give them a phone today, they know exactly what it is, even if they're 1 or 2. You know, I can readily remember my oldest son and sitting there playing a video game with him, and he'll want to play with me. And sometimes, you know, he was only 1 or 2. I just give him the controller. It wasn't even plugged in, and he went for that. And when I had my second son was born, some years later, that didn't work on him. He knew that the controller wasn't plugged into the gaming console. He identified with that. He knew he didn't have no control on what was taking place. And I'm using that analogy with us as far as religion and the interpretation of God versus the Creator, you know, or the Most High, because these are rankings that they're telling you about, but it's not being disseminated correctly into English. And the languages leave a little, each time you go into a culture that didn't know, they're going to leave something else out about that because they weren't well versed in the language that these things, that these words and these definitions come from, you know, and how they should be expressed and interpreted. So when we're dealing with breath is spirit. And we dealt with before people saying spirit doesn't exist. There is no spirit. It's just you, the human body. When at one time you were not here, however, you are here now. And you can't see oxygen that you breathe, but you blow it out. It's affirmed if you get a balloon and you blow out into the balloon, that has oxygen in that balloon and it's being contained. But when you open the balloon up, there's nothing in there. And if you try to pierce the balloon, it explodes. That pop, that explosion you hear, that's how much of your essence is inside that balloon. And that's why it gets people attention, the sound wave that it emits, right? That sound wave is, of course, from the material, but that's from the material trying to contain that oxygen. And the oxygen is attempting to escape that balloon. And that's what's going on with you and your body. And if you look in Hebrew, the word that they use is ruah. And this is for the breath. Synonymous with shu, who represents the wind. And the wind and the breath is synonymous. And when you look in Hebrew, you also see another word, ruach, which is also dealing with the wind and the breath. And well, ruach says spirit. It says spirit and breath. And ruah, without the ach, has a different connotation because it says wind and breath. But when you look at ruach, it says wind and spirit. You follow? And that's the 11th netaru, the 11th deity, the 11th god on the pantheon of the 99 netaru. Well, there are thousands of netaru, but there were particularly 99 assigned to the 99 chemical elements. Later on, this got matriculated to the Muslims who took transliterations from previous cultures that took it from them. And they didn't express it in the same context. But the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in accordance with the 99 elements. And you know this because at the end of your prayers, everyone says amen. That's where they've been compromised. Rather, you're a Hebrew of any variation of denomination. Same thing for Muslims. Same goes for Christians. They all say amen at the end of their prayer. And that's a God called Amun or Amen or Amen. There are different variations of that too. This tell you right in your scripture, Revelation 3:14. But we live dealing with the 11th element. What's the 11th element? Sodium. Sodium is the 11th element. His symbol was an N. Why do they use an N for sodium? We'll cover that. But for right now, we're going to deal with sodium. And it has the same exact function, or it has a similar function, let's say it like that, to breath. Because your body uses sodium to control your blood pressure and your blood volume. And once it's balanced, it distributes this to sodium. I mean, it distributes this throughout your body. And it goes into your muscles. And it goes into your nerves. And it makes sure all of this stuff is working properly. So when you think about sodium, and I'm not talking about sodium benzoates and, you know, different hydrates that they manipulate and put together, because man has the ability to manipulate these chemicals and make other type of forms. But what man hasn't taken into consideration is the chemical reactions that your body will have to these different man-made chemicals, which they have. That's why you see a whole bunch of warning labels and a bunch of precursors on things. Now they got to tell you the nutritious facts because it ain't none. It's just they put a whole bunch of sodium because your body identifies with sodium. And when you breathe in, then you breathe out, right? When you breathe in the breath, oxygen, it touches the flame within you, the fire, and it becomes ignited. Like if you had a big enough fire in your fireplace and you open up the chamber to the doorway on your chimney, now that fire has something to do with these particular gases that are coming from the wood that you're burning, because it's breaking the wood down, you know, into a carbon form. So it can have the potential to become hydrogen again. And the hydrogen is just carrying that smoke. And when you open that doorway, that corridor, and it escapes from the chimney and away from the house, it goes up into the air. Right? Well, this is the same process that's going on. And when you open it up, now that fire really gets to burn. You get to hearing it crackling and, you know, the wind moves through it and it don't even get a chance to touch you because the fire is keeping the home warm. But it takes that wind, goes through that fire and pushes the heat, right? Because it's making the gaseous heat and it's sending it through your home. Back in the days, they would use this for the furnace. And I know yesterday was 11-11, and a lot of people thought about different rituals and synchronicities and angels. And for years, upon seeing 11/11, you know, because my birthday is on 11/13. So I always see my birthday, which is 11/13. So a lot of times I'll see 11/12 and 11/11, 11/10 and 11/09 and 11, you know, we all see the 11s, right? And let's look at the word 11. You will see L, which is the source, and then you see even, you know, where balance, you know, when you're balanced with source, your source energy within you, you know, it gets touched by the breath. The breath activates the soul. That's where, say, God blew into man, you know, the breath of life, and man became a living soul, because that wind ignited that flame inside of you. And right in your mouth is 98.6 degrees. And your words, right, is using that wind or that breath or that spirit to be evoked into the infrared spectrum, aka the physical plane. And you can't see the wind. You can't see what it's doing. You can only feel its effects. Or it could be vicariously expressed by using something else that's planted here. As I spoke in the previous podcast about how trees wave. But it's not like it's waving like you have the voluntary ability to do. It's waving because the wind is moving through it. The waves that's on the water are coming from the wind. And this is how you're able to see that the wind is present. And this is synonymous with the spirit or the breath. Shu wore a feather on his crown chakra to represent the wind. Right? And the wind is synonymous to a hand. This is where they talk about the hand of God, because the wind moves the feather and it allows the bird to take flight. However, man took that feather and used it to make a quill so he could write and record and articulate with the spirit is thinking, with the spirit is creating with through imagination. And communicating what the spirit is saying through sign and symbol. And this is what we're dealing with the 11th deity of Shu. And the sodium it's like a son or a daughter of Shu. It's a child of Shu. It's synonymous with Shu. Every time I see the number 11, I know Shu is involved some type of way. And I know that Atum is involved, because Atum is the first Neturu, which we'll do. You know, we're going to go through all of them. It's not going to be in chronological order. But we're going to go through all of them. All 99, eventually. We'll get there. So, 11 also deals with the reflective state. It's a reflective number. So when you multiply anything by that number, it's going to double whatever you multiply it by to the exact same premise. I.e. 11 times 2 is 22. 11 times 3 is 33. Times 4 is 44, etc. Times 5 is 55. And so on and so forth. And you're in a reflective state. And when you get in front of the mirror, you can see everything physical, but you can't see your spirit. You can see your auric field, but your spirit will not be present to be reflected. It has to use something to express itself. And this is why you have a body. Or what the Egyptians called the Ka. And the Ba, which is with the soul. Then they had another form of Ka, which is the spirit and the soul. One represents a disc, the other looks like a falcon. And the falcon carries the soul. So the wind carries the sun, you know. And this is all a metaphor of some acts that actually take place and become what we have termed to be absolutes. But through the generations and the equinoxes and the epochs, we become attached. Communicate with us on TuneIn at ancestralactivation.com. Any questions about the show or anything you'd like to know about, TuneIn at ancestralactivation.com. If you are interested in any organite devices, spiritual consultations, etc., I also do readings with runes. Contact us at noomtaretech@gmail.com or tune in at ancestralactivation.com. Either or, it doesn't matter. Check the descriptions, and I'll talk to you guys later. Peace and love.